The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to the Two Robbies podcast, your destination for in-depth discussion and analysis of the Premier League and the Champions League. I'm Robbie Musto, he's Robbie Earl, and we're on location in the UK. We've had three brilliant days covering the Premier League matches here in the UK. We're at Elland Road right now. We've just watched Manchester City impressively beat Leeds United. We'll get on to that. But Rob, it's great to be here, isn't it?
Always great to be here, mate. And I thought the first game that we were at the Emirates, at Arsenal facing West Ham, it was great for us to get a look at this Arsenal team. We've seen them in studio. There's a lot of talk about, you know, the five-point gap they had at that point.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, Rob, I have two takeaways. My first is they can contest this title, is my sense, having seen them live. Eddie Nketiah getting the goal, the third goal, was important. The other thing I felt, Rob, from that game was the connection between the fans and the football team. And, you know, Graham and Lee and Peter have told us about that thing. But I think when you're in the stadium, something happened when West Ham scored and went 1-0 up, Ben Marmer got the penalty kick. The Arsenal fans cheered and got behind the team as if Arsenal had scored. It was a kind of strange thing. Mikel Arteta made that point as well, where he said, this crowd kind of are with us and know what we need to get over the line.
You know, I think from these 3 days, and it's brilliant to come here, and you learn so much more by being here. I think Arsenal's performance was my biggest takeaway. The biggest memory from this trip will be me in that stadium watching, of course, from 20 yards away, how they move the ball and how the players move and how the combinations are and the movement from midfield to... And their groove, mate. They're really organised from fullbacks coming inside. Because even of course, in the studio, we're looking at pictures like everybody else.
Yeah.
You don't see everything. Yeah. And I just thought they were so, so good. And wide forwards, Rob. You know, wide forwards. And for them, Martinelli and Bukayo Saka, the modern-day wide forward is a scorer. And they are brilliant in terms of getting in positions to score goals. We know that Gabriel Jesus is going to be missed, and it's important that Nketiah got his goal, but they've got goals from different parts of the side. And the way that they came back and really, really gave West Ham all sorts of issues, I thought, like to your first comment, they can win this title. If they can play like that, and it's a massive if, of course, if they play like that, and if those players feel there's something special happening which drives them on, with that support to the Emirates and everywhere else they travel, I tell you, I thought they were more impressive than I expected.
I just want to, before we move on, just there was a point you said on the day where I think Rebecca said, do they need to bring somebody in? And I think you said you felt they did. I don't.
No, I didn't say. For striker.
For striker, sorry.
Right, yeah.
About bringing a striker in because of Jesus.
Yeah.
I just don't think right now, why risk it? Why bring an egg, somebody who could be a bad egg or not quite fit, or Nketiah did a great job and looks like he might be part. Martinelli can go in there. They've got likes of Smith Rowe to come back in the team. Vieira is still a big part of it. I just feel like there's something that's happening there. Keep it going.
They're at that point where they don't want to risk anything.
No. Why would
coming
you?
In.
Why would you?
Yeah, and you're going to have to spend a lot of money to get somebody better to play up front than Eddie Nketiah. Very good.
Great result for Arsenal, who kept their five-point gap.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go to the next team, Leicester and Newcastle United. And I'm going to start on this one, Rob, because I was thinking about it before the podcast. How well Newcastle United have done. And I'm going to base it on the three goal scorers, Chris Wood, Joe Ellington and Miggy Almiron.
Yeah.
Right? Three players who you think, I know Wood was bought in, but he's just... Yeah, a make weight for when Callum Wilson is on. Joe Ellington is a big Brazilian striker who doesn't really play. Well, we'll probably have to get rid of him somewhere down the line. And Miguel Almiron, wasn't he the headless chicken with no productivity?
Yeah.
A mark of what Eddie Howe has done to this football club is that these three players are crucial parts of a team that are in good fettle, grooved in the manner that you've said Mikel Arteta is also grooved, in a shorter space of time. And with a first half performance that was devastating, won the game, and are a serious contender for top four.
They really are. They really, really are. I think my impression of them at the moment is the free flowing attacking football that the manager said afterwards again that he will always manage a team that wants to attack and score goals. Yeah. And they're so confident right now. They're literally flying out of the traps, running to close down, to pressurise the ball. And that's what's really impressive. You know, players that you wouldn't expect to be doing what they're doing. It's pretty remarkable. And we look at the league table, we look at all the stats and the numbers and stuff, and what they're doing right now, they're right there on merit, but they're really there on merit. Their numbers in terms of goal difference and everything else, the way that they've played is very, very good. And they've got players to come back, by the way.
Yeah.
They've got good attacking players. Callum Wilson to come
back.
You look at their bench.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a strong bench as well.
So I've got a big question for you, because you know I like a big question.
Go on, then.
Are Arsenal as good as Leicester? When Leicester won the title?
On
Newcastle?
Rob,
it is different, but I'm saying to you, the point I'm getting to is both Newcastle and Arsenal could win a title. If Manchester City get caught up in the Champions League or don't do so well, if you looked at that Leicester team at this point in the season, Arsenal... Certainly, than Newcastle.
They're just a different. It's a different way of playing, wasn't it?
Leicester won
the game so differently.
So I'm saying in Arsenal's way that they're going to win games. Do you not think
it's so different to the way that Leicester won their game?
Yeah, I'm saying that. I agree. But in Arsenal's style,
yeah,
are they not as good as Leicester were in their style?
Close to it.
Yeah.
Really close to it.
Yeah.
So you're saying expansive, open football,
correct,
creative. Yeah, they're really, really great.
Yeah.
But Man City are great too. You know, Leicester are good there way.
I don't think this is foregone conclusion.
If Newcastle United finish in the top four, that's quite remarkable. Brilliant. What's next?
Let's take you to Manchester United, because Old Trafford was always a great venue, always a great watch. Ten Hag with his team, no Ronaldo, you know, first time that he was out the door since the break. The players coming back.
Yeah.
Had a good look at them, Rob.
Yep.
And the thing that came for me was controlled football, progressive football, a team that you can see where the work's been done.
We're seeing patterns. Teams look the same, Rob. The ones that try and play, there's so many similar traits right now, and I think they all learn off each other.
Yeah.
The fullbacks coming into midfield, you know, the movements from the outside to the inside. So the football is pretty similar. Standouts for me, there's a world-class player at Manchester United, a current world-class player, probably only one. It's Casemiro.
Mm.
He's just watching him... 1 second defending across, lunging to make an interception when someone's about to score. You then see him breaking up the play. He gets forward, makes an assist. We watched him from the top of the stadium pinging balls around. what a player he is. He impressed me. And, of course, the other one is Marcus Rashford. Yeah. And we were sat in the same stadium, Rob, and I think we said to each other afterwards in a podcast, his body language looks so... He looks so... I don't know. Sad and he's totally, totally different.
But I thought when Ten Hag came to our pitside desk after and was asked the question about it, first thing he said is he's playing with a smile on his face.
Yeah, he's happy.
And that's man management. I think he's an arm around the shoulder. I think he's a cajoling and getting the best out of him. Yeah. Maybe Ronaldo not being there is something that he benefits from as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's when the younger ones play around Ronaldo, I think there's always a sense of he's the star man. We've got to get him. Wow,
let's try a bit of Broly action.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid point that the younger players. I think the only kind of not downside. Give us that. I thought Martial was a little quiet, and I thought Antony was a little quiet. I mean, that's the only. Other than that, I mean, Luke Shaw playing as a centre back, Rob.
Yeah, by the way, where did that come from?
Really, really good. And in Malacia's very neat and tidy on the ball.
Yeah.
We all know about Bruno and Eriksen in the middle of the park. I like the way, and I said to Erik ten Hag afterwards, this looks like what you want.
Yeah.
And I did ask him, what's the next step? Which led to my question, do you want a striker?
Yeah.
Because we all know that Cody Gakpo was a big target for him and Man United. And that's got to be upset and disappointing for the fans that he's gone to Liverpool. Looks like he's on the brink of signing for them. That's what he wants, another striker.
Is there a bit of worry for Manchester United that they're not going to bring in the players, maybe that the Glazers are not going to spend money? Might that hinder them a little bit,
well,
Rob?
If we had more time, I was going to ask that question. Is the current situation of the club being up for sale making your job harder? And I think it is. But right now, with what he's got, well done. Because the team looks like a Man United team that the fans want to watch. Good football, attacking football, and they're scoring the goals.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Just want to go to Chelsea. We're home to Bournemouth. Maybe a little bit of pressure starting to turn on Graham Potter. Lost three straight games. People talking about an important win.
Yeah.
They got the win. Goals came through Havertz and Mount with some good football at times. Real disappointing to see and hear that Reece James got the knee injury.
Yeah.
We're hearing that it's a recurrence of the same knee. Could be out for up to a month. So they're going to have to be very careful with that one.
Yeah.
Good night in the end to get the result. An important win for Chelsea.
Yeah, we really needed it. And, you know, it was so interesting watching Graham Potter in his post-game interviews because at Brighton, the scrutiny was so much less.
Yeah.
Even in this one, he's sort of thanking the fans for sticking with him and being a little bit patient. I thought the system was simpler. It was 4-2-3-1. I thought the right side looked good. Reece James and Ryan Sterling linking together. Yeah. I know, I like Mount playing as a number 10. I thought Kai Havertz was kind of lively. It's what they needed, Rob. You know, whether we're going to see a consistent lineup in terms of shape and personnel, maybe not, but I think that's what they need.
Yeah.
When he first went in there, Rob, I thought the results were really good. And then we saw changes after changes after changes. And it seemed to kind of get worse the longer he was there. So he's had time to rethink, regroup. And I don't think it was stunning. I think we've seen better games these few days that we've talked about. But much needed. And Chelsea need to push on, mate. They need to be up that challenge at that top.
Just before we move on, quick line on Christian Pulisic. It was his fourth Premier League start of the season, so he's playing in one of those advanced positions underneath Kai Havertz, where he probably want to play.
Yep.
And I think we both said he did okay, But hasn't he got to have bigger moments? Hasn't he got to influence a game in bigger ways if he wants to start more regularly in this Chelsea team?
Well, I think you've said it, Rob, and we don't... We give our honest opinion here, and... You know, people, you know, ask, is it unfair? Does he get enough minutes? Are the players playing more than him? Well, he had a start in his best position, and there was a few moments, but he hasn't quite got the... he can't influence a game often enough, if you know what I mean. I don't know whether he doesn't get busy enough to try and get on the ball, but if he has a quiet game at that club, then there's others that's going to jump in. Yeah. And I think when there's quiet games, it sticks in the manager's mind. And when he's got options in the future, I think he's looked at others before Christian Pulisic. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that Pulisic, you know, after one game, but this is why, if those Pulisic fans out there, this is why he doesn't always play, because he isn't finding a way to be consistently effective in their games. I guess that's the best way of saying it.
And finally, let's bring it to tonight. Elland Road. Buzzing, full house. The champions are in town, Manchester City. Rebecca asked us after the game thoughts on it, on the match, and I felt, Rob, that it was not a sparkling Manchester City performance where they passed people to death.
Difficult and skill.
But I thought it was gritty. I thought it was honest. I thought it was hungry. I thought it's a great 3 points for a title winner, for a team that's won so much, for players that are so high up, world-class players. Come and put a shift in.
I thought it was impressive. Look. I mean, it was like this. It's kind of windy. It's wet now. It's a good atmosphere here.
It's hostile.
I'll say that as a side note. I mean, being here, it's a little bit old school. Like, it isn't just one end that starts singing songs. It's totally all around the stadium. So the atmosphere is really good. Difficult to come here in these conditions and be as precise. With their football and their passing, when Leeds had a really good narrow shape, forced them to the outsides, then they'd go and press them. It was difficult. But, I mean, all that being said, they could have had four goals in the first half. Yeah. I mean, Haaland could have scored in the first minute. So I'm with you. We criticised heavily City's last game against Brentford. Minds weren't on it. Totally different today. The minds were absolutely on it in a difficult situation. And, you know, in terms of picking out a couple of players, I thought Rodri, he got his goal. He does a brilliant job, doesn't he, in the middle of the park there, doing a little bit of everything. I think defensive midfield players sometimes get pigeonholed a little bit. Think about Casemiro. Assist to Fred. Can
they
score. They're becoming key to successful teams.
Yeah,
now and again they're going to pop up and do things. So I thought he was good, and a few others, Rob. I thought.
Little word on Erling Haaland. He's got 20 goals already, Rob. 15 Premier League.
14 Premier League matches.
Yeah, that he's played, but 15 obviously for the team. But 20 goals. I mean, people don't get that in this season. We've got good strikers in this league. Do not get 20 goals in a season.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and we
had... interested when he... Sorry, we, just to cut in. Yeah. When he came to the desk, he said, I get lots of chances, didn't he? He's in a team that creates lots of chances.
Yeah, but it's more than that. We know it's more than that. I mean, his movement and his ability to end up where the ball's going to be and for him to score. He's not interested in pulling out wide and getting involved or dropping deep like Harry Kane does. He wants to end up where the ball's going to be for him to score. And he did it. I mean, he could have had five. Yeah. He admitted it. And I plucked up the courage to ask him, what does it feel like when you miss? Because he missed a few tonight. Mm. And he said he gets frustrated with it. But, of course, he's learned, like, you know, he can't do anything about that, and he continues to get his goals. Yeah, City were great. I thought he was could have had more goals. I think seeing him in the flesh is nice, the pace and the power. There was a couple of moments in the game where we looked at each other, you know, where he flexed his muscles a couple of times. Pep said afterwards, we didn't get him to the desk, which is a shame. Mm. But I heard him say in another interview that was a really impressive performance. And you know, he's sometimes a bit funny with his comments about his team.
Yeah.
But he's right. That was a really impressive performance. I guess it's a Champions-like performance tonight.
Your takeaway, mate, from the restart of the Premier League and us being in the UK?
Well, if you think about it, the big boys are back, aren't they? Mm. And all the big boys have got their stuff together. You know, Man City had a lot of players...
16 players were at the World
Cup. And a lot of them were had a disappointing World Cup. Portugal, Spain, you know, Germany with Ilkay Gundogan, even Phil Foden and England with with Grealish with England.
Yeah.
But they've all come back, and the big boys mean business.
They've got Alvarez to come as well, by the way.
I know they have, so nice. Yeah. Gakpo's going to come into Liverpool. Yeah, the big boys are gearing up for
the top four races is going to be really, really exciting. Newcastle in good nick. United looking in decent shape now. Chelsea probably will pick up. Liverpool, it's all sort of...
And it's great to be here, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, we absolutely love being here on site and seeing some of these stadiums and players.
Yeah. So, great to be back in action as Arsenal sit top of the table. 5 points clear now with City getting that win against Leeds. It looks like it's going to really be a great top four race. We'll be back on New Year's Day for our next podcast. But from a wet and pretty cold, but very happy to be here at Elland Road. It's a good night for I'm Earl, he's Musto, together with the two Robbies. Thanks for watching and listening. Be safe, stay healthy. It's a good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.